May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. The gospel lesson that Deacon Bracken read, he talks about following Jesus, and there's a number of things that speaks of presence, committing your life to, your way of life, who you become, all kinds of cool stuff. But it also certainly includes trusting in his leadership, putting yourself in a position where you are pursuing him, pursuing his presence, but just trusting his leadership. There's a scripture in Song of Solomon. This is the pastoral word in chapter 8 I want you to see. The Song of Solomon, chapter 8, it says verse 2, I would lead you and bring you into the house of my mother, who used to instruct me, and I would give you spiced wine to drink from the juice of my pomegranates. There's a lot of things in there metaphorically it speaks of, but the key thing I want you to see is that I would lead you, or I would conduct you off, or I would carry you off leadership. Verse 3, let his left hand be under my head, and his right hand embrace me. I want you to swear, O daughters of Jerusalem, do not arouse or awaken my love until it pleases her. For who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? This has always been a fascinating scripture to me, and this last week, and I spent some time just in retreat and prayer. This is one of the places I spent a whole day just looking through some things in Song of Solomon chapter 8. And this particular section of scripture and his leadership just really blessed me. It was a pastoral word to my heart, and so I believe it'll be a pastoral word to you. This term, after having said, let me lead you, or I will lead you, verse 3, let his left hand be under my head, and his right hand embrace me. This is an amazing description of what his leadership looks like. To lead somebody in this posture, with your left hand under their head, and your right hand, it's the idea of a hug, but it carries the idea of to grip. So it carries the idea of something that's firm, secure. And so one of the things that he's saying is that we can trust his leadership because he's not going to abandon us in the middle of a situation or a circumstance. We can be secure that the enemy can't get to us if we're in his arms as he's leading us. That's really important because in leading us through things, and here he talks about leading through a wilderness place, all of us have those things happen to us. There are circumstances and situations that we walk through in this fallen world that have a little wilderness degree to them, or a lot of wilderness degree to them. And it can get confusing as to whether who's in charge. The enemy's he in charge, or is God in charge? I know some of the things that Father Craig, and we pray for his healing. I don't know why he hasn't got healed supernaturally. I believe he's going to get healed, whether it's supernaturally or God's going to use doctors, but everybody we pray for doesn't get healed. And sometimes you have to walk through this process that he's walking through. I don't understand all the reasons of that. I understand some. You don't understand all the reasons of it either. And nobody that you listen to on CD or on your computer understands it all either. We just keep going after it, believing it's his will for people to be healed. But how do you steward that? How do you steward those things in your life? You know, we've done all the charismatic things. We've rebuked. We've taken authority over. We've done all that stuff. We've spoken. We've decreed. We declared. Yet there just seems to be a battle. And because, you know why there seems to be a battle? Because there's a battle. In this world, you will have battles. That's a prophetic promise from Jesus. You can decree it and confess it and declare it and say it all you want to. But Jesus' word is going to overrule yours. And in this world, you're going to have battles. Now, how do we steward those battles emotionally? Do we believe that we're in his grip? Do we believe that we're securely being led by him? That he's the one who wins? That he's the stronger one there? That he's leading us? That he knows what he's doing? Even though it may not look like things are going the way we thought they would go? That his left hand is under my head? His right hand has embraced me and I'm in his grip. And you can't escape from that. He's leading, securely leading. We can be confident in that. But the other thing is the language is the language of affection. It's an embrace. The word, again, embrace has that idea of affectionate embrace as well as a grip. You don't have to be concerned. It's not going to drop you in the process of leading you. But it has the idea of affection and love. Here's the other thing that we need to understand, that trusting in leadership means that we trust he's the strong one, that he's in control. He's got us in his grip. He's not going to let go. And every step that he takes in his leadership is done out of love and affection. It's not just that he's wise. It's not just that he's strong. But everything he's doing is out of affection for us. It's because he loves you. He's doing it in love. He's not just having feelings of love towards you while he leads you into a terrible thing. His purpose, his intention is all full of love. It's because he loves you. It's full of his affections. You can trust him. You're secure in his leadership. And you can trust that his leadership and the motivation of his leadership and the purpose of his leadership and the end result is going to all manifest the love of Christ. Because he loves you. Don't you sometimes go through things and you question? One, you question yourself, what did I do? Is it my fault? How did I get here? You know, does he really love me? Have I somehow displeased him? Yes. You're secure. He's leading. He's in control. And he loves you. It's because he loves you. And the other thing that ministers to me is, therefore, since he's got your left, his left hand under your head, just let your head rest. Turn it off. Quit trying to figure it out. Quit living in stress. Just trust in his strong, secure, and affectionate leadership. He's got it. You don't have to anymore. Don't try to figure it out. Just rest your head in his love and in his strength, in his leadership. Amen? I was in the prayer room when the Lord spoke that to me, and it just blew me away. And it just blew me away. How just his language, just how he comes to us again and again and speaks these things to us, because he knows. He was tempted in every way like unto us. He understands the battle. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.